Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
.46 with Steve and Ted on KNSS here on this Friday, December 13th. Now, Steve and Ted, it's time for three big things. Wichita is getting new state-of-the-art buses. They are new, battery, electric, zero-emissions buses. There's a 50-50 chance for rain, freezing rain, snow, mix on Sunday in the Wichita area. A vote of approving articles of impeachment in the House Judiciary Committee delayed until later this morning. That's after a recess was taken late last night. Three big things with Steve and Ted, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Continue to watch out for a traffic slowdown after a traffic accident earlier this morning. It was Lincoln and Rock Road. Continue to watch for a slowdown Lincoln and Rock. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
Let's take a look at that weather forecast here on this Friday morning. Partly cloudy today with a high of 58 degrees, but then a cold front moves through tonight. Overnight low down to 30. Still partly cloudy tonight. Sunny tomorrow on Saturday, but much colder. High only 40 tomorrow. And then a storm system moving in. Got a 50-50 chance for freezing rain and snow by Sunday night. Currently in Wichita, we have a mostly cloudy sky. 34 degrees. We're on our way to a high of 58. KNSS weather brought to you by the Monarch. Open at 11 a.m. for lunch Monday through Saturday. Open at noon on Sunday. Menu may be found at monarchwichita.com. What a great place to hang out. The Monarch in Delano. 7:48 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. All right, earlier we were talking about the list of the 10 worst toys regarding safety for this Hollywood season. This is the 47th annual report from the group called Watch. World Against Toys Causing Harm is what that stands for.
We've got two left, right?
So, yeah, I read 10 through 3 on the top 10 list, and now We've got the final two most dangerous toys on this list for this upcoming season. Once again, just to reiterate, there are an estimated 250,000 toy-related injuries in the U.S. every year.
Amazing.
So, and that sends one child to the emergency room every 3 minutes in this country.
Wow.
So, yeah. All right, number two on the list is Spike the Fine Motor Hedgehog.
When you have the name or the term "spike" in the name, Ted, that's not good.
Yeah, $18, and they're saying it's for kids 18 months or older. So they're recommending really young kids can play with this. Watch out! This hedgehog sold for children as young as a year and a half comes with 12 removable rigid plastic quills. Measuring approximately 3.5 inches long. Of course, these quills can potentially be mouthed and get right in a child's airway.
Not good.
Especially a child that's that young.
Yeah.
So Spike, the Fine Motor Hedgehog, number two on the most dangerous toy list.
Bad idea.
And at the top of the list, number one, the Nerf Ultra One.
We were just talking about Nerf.
We're off the air. Yeah. You were mentioning Nerf. Now, you were mentioning Nerf like old school.
Nerf football.
Yes.
One of my favorite toys.
Me too.
But even back then, if you left it outside, it started falling apart.
Yeah, if you left it out in the rain, it would start to deteriorate and it would chunks of it would flake off.
And young kids or dogs could eat it, which they were doing.
Which they start eating it.
It was a problem.
Yeah. And then you wonder why the dog hasn't pooped in a week. Well, it's because he's full of Nerf.
It's the Nerf.
Yeah. And not only is this not safe, it costs $50. $50.
Wow.
Yeah. And they're saying for ages 8 and up. But the watch list says, watch out. The manufacturer of this dart blaster boasts that the ammunition fires up to 120 feet with powerful speed, making it the farthest flying Nerf dart ever.
Terrible idea.
Apparently, these darts provided can shoot with enough force to potentially cause eye injuries.
Well, yeah.
You'll shoot your eye out. Of note, at least one retailer sells this motorized toy weapon alongside Nerf battle goggles, a toy which does not provide protection. So there you go.
If you need goggles, it's probably not a safe toy.
If you shoot this thing 120 feet at high rates of speed, somebody's going to get hurt.
You're looking for trouble.
Yeah. And it costs $50.
Man.
And it's at the top of the list of the most dangerous toy this holiday season. So there's your list.
All right.
So you've been duly warned. Here with Steve and Ted on KNSS. It is 7:51 with Steve and Ted here on this Friday morning. And as we start to check in this time of day, we find out what's next for the Douglas Design District. Still a lot of things going on there. Let's find out from editor Bill Roy, local business update from the Wichita Business Journal. Mr. Roy.
Hello, Ted.
Hello, Dave. Yeah, the big story of the weekly edition of the Wichita Business Journal, a big step for the Douglas Design District. The establishment of a business improvement district. Supporters and organizers say a BID could bring significant economic growth to the area, roughly from Washington East to about Oliver. Executive Director Renee Duxler says the district would bring an all ships rise philosophy to the area. However, not everyone is on board. Some business owners in the area say the BID comes at too great a cost. If it's approved, the 180 businesses in the area would pay an annual fee based on square footage, ranging from $100 to as high as $550. The revenue from the dues would be put back into the district. Fisher's Transmission's General Manager Michelle Fisher says the dues are another cost to add to small businesses that might be struggling. And this week we spend 10 minutes with Patricia Wyatt Harris. She's a physician and the president-elect of the Medical Society of Sedgwick County. And she takes office. As she takes office, she wants to bring about more connections between physicians. And she says she wants the society to be a strong advocate for issues in the Kansas legislature, including Medicaid expansion. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
Well, I guess I sympathize with some of those small businesses in the design district.
If you're struggling at a cost, it can be tough.
If every dollar is precious to you and all of a sudden they come and want some more dues for this, and some companies, sure, some others, it be tough.
Right.
Well, we'll see how that works. See how they make that work and try to improve, like you said, try to make improvements so that everybody in that area benefits. And
right.
See if they can make that work. 7:53.
Hopefully bring in some more revenue them,
7:53 here with Steve and Ted on KNSS. You got a big weekend planned? What's going on with you?
Not really. Not too big of a weekend. I want to catch that Army-Navy game.
Yeah, K-State.
So I can scout Navy.
K-State is the only team in the nation that gets to scout its bowl opponent.
That's right.
Because the Army-Navy game is the only one left, and K-State will be playing Navy in the Liberty Bowl on New Year's Eve.
So I'm going to record the game, and I'm going to be taking notes during the game.
Right, and then you'll send it up to Coach Kleiman, and he'll...
Send it up to Kleiman and let him know, hey, watch out for this wing, and it's a triple option deal, so...
Yeah.
You got to watch out for it.
Well, now you've given it away. Navy's running the triple option. That's highly secret classified information there.
That's right.
Guess what? Out of the Department of Defense, actually, right there. Guess what? They're not going to pass very much.
Yeah, I think they're going to run.
That's the deal with Navy. And, of course, your K-State Wildcats, your men's basketball team is on the East Coast.
Right.
Playing in a game at 10:30 tomorrow morning.
That's an early day there.
Bill Roy has to roll out of bed early on a Saturday.
That's exactly right. 10:30, good grief.
Going to have Mrs. Roy set that alarm and get you aroused and up and at him on a Saturday morning.
You can get there about in time for lunch,
yeah. Well, Coco, you guys played Mississippi State in football, and now you got them in basketball, too.
Right.
Hopefully
we take care of business again.
Yeah, you took care of them in the football field, so let's get that going again. All right. Well, I know we're going to talk to you again an hour from now, so I'll let you get at it.
No more sports talk with Editor Roy.
Thanks very much. That is Editor Bill Roy with a local business update from the Wichita Business Journal, and we'll chat again live with Bill 1 hour from now. 7:55 with Steve and Ted on KNSS. Big 8 o'clock hour on the way, including our live weekly visit with Mitch Holtis, play-by-play voice of the Kansas City Chiefs. And, of course, entertainment news in the blur is on the way as well with Dave Wilson.
We'll look at the weekend box office, Ted. A lot of new movies opening up.
Yep, we'll give you a preview of that. Big 8 o'clock hour coming up. Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.